You're listening to SBS News.
As many Australians grapple with a new way of life due to the coronavirus pandemic, news consumption has surged. Whether it's a desire for information or just having more available time, a report by the News and Media Research Centre at the University of Canberra found more than two-thirds of Australians are accessing news more than once a day since the COVID-19 outbreak. Lead author, Associate Professor in Communication Dr. Sora Park says more than 2,000 people were surveyed about their news viewing habits last month.
About 71% said their news consumption did increase during the pandemic. And also, we have a benchmark survey we conduct annually. In the normal year, that's only about 56%. So that's a huge jump in news consumption.
However, Dr. Park says the report also shows many Australians are tired of hearing about COVID-19 in the news and are avoiding it due to news fatigue. She says almost half of respondents said they found the news coverage overwhelming.
The news coverage is impacting on people's well-being and making them more anxious. More than half, 52%, said they feel more anxious because of news. But they also think it's an important topic of conversation. And women are more likely to feel more anxious because of the coronavirus news, 59%, and younger generations.
Mental health experts say the constant cycle of negative news can heighten people's anxieties. Professor Jennifer Hudson of Macquarie University's Centre for Emotional Health explains.
At the moment, there is increased threat to our health because of the virus. But if there is kind of an unrealistic or exaggerated a sense of threat, then that will make us feel more anxious.
She suggests limiting daily exposure to the media.
We need to have access to the news and we need to know what's going on. That's really important. But restricting and limiting your exposure. So you only really need to check in once a day at the news to check in what's going on. Don't have the television on going on in the background and kind of watching the news all the time.
While Australians have drawn information from a range of sources during the crisis, including the government and health experts, the report found news media has been their main source, and more than half of respondents said they trusted news organisations, compared to only 44% of those surveyed last year. But around one-third said they had encountered some misinformation. In most cases, it was on social media. Media ethics specialist Dennis Muller says there is an obligation on journalists to apply the highest ethical standards in the way they tell coronavirus stories.
It means avoiding the language of panic and sensationalism. So you tell the story in a prosaic, straightforward, sober manner, which is an accurate reflection of the situation. So it may be, and of course it is, it's a dire situation, or in certain countries it certainly is, and we shouldn't downplay it, but we shouldn't use unnecessary panic language, and we should certainly avoid language which has a tendency to incite racism, for example, against Chinese people.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.